swagger. Let me see your stance. Let me see you doing something funky with your hands.
Hey guys, I'm Skitch.
And I'm Tommy Shade.
We're Bombs Away and we're hanging out with Brownie and EJ on Hot FM.
Hot FM!
Tomorrow night at Flamingos on Key, we're going to see these boys ripping up the stage before they officially leave Australia for a big US tour. We're talking about none other than Bombs Away!
Woo! Australian DJs, we're lucky enough. Sketch and Tommy, how you doing, Sketch?
Yeah, good. What's up, guys?
Oh, Stacks, we're so excited to have you here tomorrow night. Are you guys ready to party?
Let's do it. We've been hanging out for this one for a while. It's been a while since we came up there, and it's going to be a great one.
And it's good to see that you boys are leaving the country right after here, so we need to put on the biggest show you've ever seen here in Australia.
Yeah, well, we've got a long flight pretty much straight after then, so I'm not looking forward to the flight, but we're looking forward to the show. It's going to be cool.
So only responsible tequila shots, yeah? We can't go too far.
Yeah, I think so. Only tequila and some vodka.
Do you drink during your shows, or do you try and stay clean slate?
Yeah, we definitely party. It helps us get into the reason that we love DJing, you know? So we just want to come and party with everyone.
Do you party on with fans after the show?
Pretty much depends on our flight out. If we're on a 6 a.m, then we try and get home as fast as possible or stay up. So it really just depends.
So judging by the amount of people that can coax you into staying a little bit longer at Flamingos, you might be able to walk straight from the club to your flight the next morning.
Yeah, maybe. We'll pack before we go to the club.
That's a good idea. And you are flying off, is it, to the States? What do you got planned over there?
We're over in North America. We're doing not a huge run this time. We just got back for 3 months. This time we're going up during the winter. We're going to do a lot of snowboarding shows. We've got some ones at Whistler and Big White. And then we're spending till February, middle of February over there.
Wow.
Excellent. Now, when you guys perform, you've done, obviously, you're going over there to do those shows. You've also performed in Australia doing the big music festivals and also the club shows too. What do you guys prefer? Where do you get the biggest, rowdiest crowd?
Festivals are always amazing because it's a great view and it's really good to see everyone there partying. But to be honest, some of my favourite shows ever have been club shows because we get to actually interact and be more intimate with people who have come there just to see us.
And I guess the fans love that too because they get to party with you afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, definitely some of my top 10 moments have been in club shows.
And talking about those moments too, whether it be festivals or club shows, what's the most interesting thing you've ever seen at one of your gigs?
Oh, we've had lots of bras thrown at us.
Yeah.
Which is, that gets uninteresting pretty quickly.
No, but what I found was most interesting about that is in the movies and stuff like that, like, and when we first started getting it happen, I was like, okay, they're throwing a bra. I don't know what I'm going to do with this bra. And then you remember that these are like $50, $60, $70, $80 pieces of clothing.
Yeah, they're expensive. Yeah.
So at the end of the show, they usually come back up and be like, oh, hey, can I please get my bra back?
Oh, you're joking.
And I'm like, yeah, sure. So we keep it. And there was a few times we threw them back into the crowd and slingshotted them and stuff. And the girls were really upset. They're like, oh, that was my favourite bra. And now it's gone.
I've always wondered that because, wow, like, you see underwear, you see bras on stage, and I just thought the cleaner comes out with a big broom at the end of the night and chucks it in a bin.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe they sell them. Maybe we should give them to St. Vinny's or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That's a charity.
All right, so we've just finished talking about bras, so we're getting pretty personal. Hope I'm not crossing the line when I want to ask you the next question, okay?
Yeah.
Are you guys into big booty girls, or is that just all in the musical genius of a song?
Well, see, that's the thing. We definitely are, but there's a certain shape that has a big booty, and like, yeah, I would say yes. The short answer is yes.
Okay, I want to throw some big booties at you and get your opinion on them, okay? Kim Kardashian, Nicki Minaj, and Casey Donovan. Can you rate them from first, which is the best one, to last, which is no chance?
Okay, we need some more clarification. Do we have to rule out personality?
So this is just big booties.
This is you walk into a room and there's a black sheet over them and all you see is booties.
Okay. I personally, me Sketch, I would go, oh man, that's a hard one.
It is. They're all pretty similar.
I'm not going to pick a last, but I'll pick a winner. I'm not going to say who's last. I'll just pick one winner. I think that's more fair. Okay, I'm going to go. We've got a lyric about Kim in the next song we're writing, so let's go with Kim. Only because we've got a lyric in one of our next songs about her, so
this gonna be bigger than Kim's butt?
I think your phone just vibrated then. That might be Kim Kardashian saying, yeah, here's a royalty check, boys.
It was, actually. She must have been listening. She's sending us our payment.
Guys, is there any chance of you coming back to a future music festival in the near future?
Yeah, I think so. This time didn't work out. We're overseas again. Next year, I think we're back for festival season, so it should be great.
Excellent. And then, well, at the end of this year, 2015, EJ's birthday falls in December. So,
yeah, that's true.
Look, if you want to kick off festival season in Seoul, we can always put you in a backyard and just feed you guys some drinks, invite Casey Donovan round, turn it into a big party.
I'm done. If you shout the vodka, we're there.
Really? And some super soakers, right? Because you actually mean water pistols, don't you?
Yeah, we really do. Like, that question's been floating around for a while. We actually wrote that song at Stereosonic a couple of years ago when we filled our super soaker up with vodka and realised it was a brilliant idea.
That's amazing. I love it. I think party at my house for my birthday with some super soakers and bombs away. It'd be great.
I'm glad it means super soakers like that and not what everyone else was thinking with their innuendos.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty crazy. I don't know where their mind was taking them.
Boys from Bombs Away, Tommy and Sketch, thank you for joining us on the show. We're going to give away some tickets a little bit later on to your show tomorrow night, but it is officially happening at Flamingos on Key in Rocky. Thank you so much for joining us.
No props, guys. Let's party.
Thanks, Steve. Oh, man. Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Podcast them at hotfm.com.au.